Hey, Luke and Seb, how you doing?
Hello.
Seb, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Now, what show did you guys used to run while you were here to us here?
We did a show called The Paradigm Shift, which went from 1995 to 2010, usually on Tuesday or Monday lunchtimes until later in its run when it was Monday evenings.
Mm. And Seb, how long did you guys do this one for?
For about 15 years. I mean, I think we started off in 1995 as part of the 2SER dance shift that happened when Nick Gebhardt was musical producer and Simon Nichols. Is that right, Luke?
Yeah, that's right.
I remember back.
The Mosaic Mix was
the
like
Mosaic
24
Mix
hour
and all
broadcast.
That. Yeah. So we were doing shows on Radio Skid Row in the early 90s, and then 2SER approached us in 1995 to shift over, and it was such a great shift.
And could you tell us a little bit about the Freaky Loops fundraisers that you guys did?
Yeah, they were there were six of them. The first one was just a two-room party, and then a lot of other people on the station got involved. There were benefit gigs and largely involved presenters from shows on the station or bands that those shows on the station were playing as the lineup. And there were, for the sort of second up to the sixth one, there were like six or seven rooms with about 68,
Jeez.
70 live acts and DJs playing across those rooms. Most of them were like a Saturday night party from 10 p.m. till dawn. And there were benefits for the station. They raised over $100,000 over the six
wow.
of them for the station over a period of from 96 to 2001 or something
wow.
like that.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I mean, I think we thought very early on, and you know, when the first one occurred in 1996 at UTS in the theatre on Harris kind of Street, we saw it as an opportunity for 2SER to start putting on its own events that were related to the scenes that it was actively cultivating at that time. And you know, I think that was those, particularly the second through to the fifth Freaky Loops, were really quite monumental scale Sydney events that showed that a community broadcaster could put on an amazing party as much as anybody else could at that period in time.
Yeah, I was chatting off air with someone before, and they said that you guys, one of the biggest events you had something like 46,000 people or something?
Oh, no,
6,000, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a huge, huge amount of people. So what were some of your most memorable moments during Freaky Loops?
Oh, you know, I think the first one, you know, I still remember the first one in the UTS cinema there, and everybody was doing soundtracks to particular films. Biff Tech was doing a Goddard film, and we did, Luke and I did a Sammo Hung
Moon Warriors.
Kung Fu film called kind of Moon Warriors,
yeah,
and
that's right.
We were playing this like Ninja Tune track, and during this scene with this Bam Kadaboo Forest fight scene, and then the beat dropped, and it was crazy. It was just
good times.
Amazing.
Good times.
It was really good times. You know.
So, Luke, how much did you miss being on air with Seb in those last few years? I mean, you guys had such a great bond, and you're on air for so long.
Yeah, I'd certainly changed things just doing the show by myself in the later years. It was a bit more boring. there was much less banter and back and forth kind of stuff. And of course, you know, Seb has an extremely encyclopedic knowledge of music, probably more so than me. And so he often brought new and interesting sounds to the station, and I was just sort of keeping playing those sounds.
And Seb, what was it like not being here with your mate?
Oh, it was pretty tough. I mean, I kind of stopped as soon as my second kind of child was born, because I couldn't do more shows at that time with two little kids around. But you know, Luke and I used to both work nearby, and one of the interesting things with our jobs was we would step out on a Tuesday lunch and take like a 2-hour lunch break from our jobs and come in and do it during
awesome.
Our lunch break. And that was really an interesting time. And I think, you know, us being before the hip-hop show, Miguel D'Souza and then Mark Pollard's
Mothership Connection.
Mothership Connection was a really interesting fusion of scenes. You know, I think the music that we were playing, a lot of the hip hop kids tuned into 30 minutes of, and our listeners who were mostly coming for the electronic stuff were hearing the first 30 minutes of the Mothership Connection, and there was a really fertile cross-breeding of scenes, and that bore itself out, particularly from 96 to about 99. And I think those sort of moments crystallised the power of community radio then, that community radio allowed these physical scenes to happen, and by simply programming to not necessarily compatible musical styles beside each other, created this fusion sound and fusion scene in Sydney. It was really amazing, and you know, we exposed each other to lots of different music, and people seemed to like it. We used to have lots of people call us in, call up and chat, and hilarious guests and stuff. And yeah, it was a good way to spend our own lunch hours too. You know.
Yeah, what better way to spend your lunch break than come in and play some tunes and spend time with your mates. Seven Luke, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Most welcome. Happy birthday to SER.
Yeah. Happy birthday to SER. Oh, man, if you've just joined us, that was Luke Danley and Seb Chan, former 2SER presenters, chatting to us about their time at the station.